What up on deck? Cause it's a brand new episode, number 241 for you, Cardi B's album review. We're gonna let you know what we think. We're gonna go into detail about all of that stuff, let you know the latest and greatest from the On Deck TV podcast. Also, go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all the latest shows and let you know all the latest things that we got going on.
Absolutely, man. Shows include the hilarious Full Sport Press. Please go listen to that. Round two of their player playoffs went down. I laughed the entire episode, man. It kind of got heated. Got a little heated in there, but it was hilarious. Check that out. Shout out to my guys, J-Hove, Big Jeff, and How Weezy. Also, check out that new ladies' room, Legacy. Shit, say that three times fast. That's up right now. Go check that out. Shout out to the ladies. And, of course, Fresh for Dummies podcast with me and the homie J-Hove. We got the 10 freshest celebrities. I, unfortunately, could not be included in the list. If I was, I would easily be top three. We already know that. Also, do me a favor, youtube.com/realville. Check out the new videos on YouTube. We got a lot of shit going on, man. Big announcement, too, but stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Let's get to this rap shit, people. Business is.
It is another week in the books, 241 of them to be exact.
It's a lot of weeks.
A lot of weeks, man.
Racking up
like
the W's.
Feel like flexing. For a little second.
Man, of course, On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast. Fuck with your boy Animal Brown on all social media, Animal_Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
You ain't had no underscore yet? Man. I am underscore Spike Lou.
You the last nigga on earth on that underscore wave.
I underscore am underscore yeah. Spike underscore Lou.
I am the original. That mean I don't need underscores, dots, dashes, or anything of that nature. That mean I just get down. I am Spike Lou. I was the first of my name. Shout out my Game of Thrones fans out there. Spike Lou, first of his name.
We don't know nothing about that shit.
Yeah.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Cool little weekend, man. Went to go see Sci High and Big Crit.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, revelation from that show. Like, we can talk about that now or later.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
I didn't realize that Big Crit had that many fans, to be completely honest with you. And I ain't shitting on Big Crit at all. I'm a fan of his music, the earlier stuff, and I like Big Crit. But I was there, and I was surprised at the enthusiasm that the Big Crit fans showed. They were word for word with his songs. They were shaking it.
It was wall to wall.
Oh, my God. Listen to me.
It was a fire hazard in that moment.
Standing room only.
Yeah, that's a fact. And that was night one.
That was standing room only.
Yeah.
And I say that to say, going into that, if me and you had a quick hit question and you was like, who's the bigger artist, Sci-Hi or Big Crit?
I easily would have been Big Crit.
No one could have told me that it wasn't Sci-Hi.
You crazy as fuck. He got too much. He got too much material out.
Me personally, going into it, Sci-Hi's a bigger artist to me than Big Crit.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. He got too much of a catalog, dude. Major label deal.
Sci-Hi on bigger songs.
He's on one bigger song.
Bigger songs. I don't care if it's one or none. It's one bigger song. He on bigger songs than Big Crit. More people, I feel like, knew Big Crit. Well, excuse me, knew Sci-Hi than Big Crit.
And you were wrong.
Proven wrong.
My takeaway, which is funny, which is close to that, is that going independent was the best thing for Big Crit to ever do.
Yes.
That was perfect timing because this is an independent tour. And when I tell you that motherfucker was slammed, and that was night one, and I saw on my Twitter and Instagram, night two looked just as shitty. That was a very smart move.
And it was a nice venue, too. It wasn't
it
just
was.
No bullshit.
Nice stage setup and everything.
Yeah, Tabernacle, a nice little venue, too. Sci-Hi, what did you think about his performance?
I thought his music translated to the stage better than I would have imagined.
Man,
not gonna lie.
If you didn't know what Sci-Hi looked like, if you didn't know he was a rapper, and then you came to one of his shows and he hopped up on stage with Ice on and Yeezys in about a size 13 when he's 5'2",
yeah,
you'd be like, man, that ain't dude that be spitting them bars like that. That ain't him. It's not him right there. But credit to him. He was iced out. He did his thing. He shook the show. Shout out to YFN Lucci.
Yep. And Lloyd.
Well, I wasn't even just talking about the people that came out. I was just talking about people who Ice Gang was filthy.
Oh, no. YF and Lucci was shining.
YF and Lucci, Ice Gang was on 10.
Yeah, it was shining.
Listen to me.
Lloyd didn't have no ice. So I
don't even. YF and Lucci ice was so shiny. I don't even know if Lloyd had ice. I can't remember if nobody else had ice on. Lucci shook that. Whatever deal he got or whoever his jewel is, people, he need to like start handing out his card.
That's a fact.
Jesus.
Man, I learned something new this weekend.
What'd you learn?
I learned what it means. I know you done heard the phrase of like a rapper who's on a label who's never gonna come out as like a tax write off. I finally have been schooled as to what that meant.
You mean what Cash Money's famous for?
Exactly. What Lil Twist is sitting right there for, what Lil Chucky is sitting right there for, and about 15 others.
Soon to be Lil Pump.
All of that. I learned, and shout out to anyone else who already knew this that didn't tell me, that what that means is if I'm Birdman and I made...
What a tax write-off means is you skipped that part.
Yeah, tax write-off. Yeah. So if I'm Birdman and I made $10 million last year, but I don't want to get taxed on my $10 million. I sign whoever, Lil Chucky and Lil Twist. I put them up in a crib that I already bought for myself. I put them in a whip that I had already bought for myself. And I write the cost of the whip, the cost of the crib, and everything else off as expenses, which comes down off of the $10 million that I made. Therefore, I'm taxed on the lower amount and not that large-ass amount that I brought in. I did not fucking know that. So that's what that means when an artist is chilling on the label, not doing shit, and you're like, oh, that's a tax write-off. That's why they got signed. Light bulb went off in the top of my head. This was brand new information. I feel smarter already.
So you mean to tell me, if I'm Baby, and I just signed Lil Pump, and I want to buy that brand new Bugatti,
yep,
what I should do is get that new Bugatti, sign Lil Pump for $50,000 up front, and then just buy that Bugatti and be like, you know what? I bought this for him.
Yeah, that's it.
So all the write-offs and tax breaks that I can get from this, give them to me for this new Bugatti that I got.
The Bugatti 1.5, it's going to come off the 20 that I made or the 10 that I made, and then I'm going to put a crib for Lil Pump. That the crib was $4 million. I'm going to write that off
then
on
I
my shit.
Sell that crib for cooler price because it was Baby's house.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, you know Pump can live in it for a couple of months and then
it was my house.
Yeah. When I feel like selling it, you can get out now. Mm. Now I'm caked out. That's how the rich stay rich. This is new to me, y'all. It's tax season. That's a little something for everybody because it's still tax. Is it still tax season? I think it's still tax season. You got a couple days.
What's today? April, it's April tax season.
It's about to wrap up.
That shit done ran out for the real niggas out there. That shit done ran out, man. I went to see a movie this weekend, though.
Oh, what's it?
Before we go on, Don't Say a Word. It had my boy from The Office in there.
Don't Say a Word.
Tough. It was a movie
about...
You talking
about The Quiet Place? This nigga said Don't Say a Word.
Don't Say a Word, Quiet Place. What the fuck the name of it is? Other ones in the name. But it was a good movie, though. It was my guy from The Office in there.
Yeah, he wrote, directed it, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he directed it. His real life wife, too. Mm, yeah.
That's rough on him.
Was it straight, though?
It was a good movie.
They didn't do much talking, though. Not a lot of dialogue.
Actually, the reason that I thought it was good and the reason that I wanted to go see it because I wanted to figure out how they were going to do a movie where they couldn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
And they figured out ways to do it because it had to be ambient noise that wasn't louder than the talking. So they were able to express themselves and do what they needed to do to avoid the monsters. It was a good movie. Good plot, good ending. No, it was good, though. You definitely would like some shit like this.
Count me in.
With the aliens and shit like it all in there.
You're going to spoil it? Just going to spoil this fucking movie? How did I know what was in it?
People know it was fucking aliens. I got to read the trailer. It was supposed to be a Cloverfield movie, though.
Nah, man, stop trying to drag my Cloverfield name through the mud.
I'm just letting you know, this was supposed to be a Cloverfield movie, and once you look at it, you'll be like, I can see that.
All right.
Watch.
Fair enough, man. Let's get to this. Hold on. Before we get to this rap shit,
you got some more shit?
We got a big announcement. What you going to say? Pay very close attention to the social medias this week at On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter and the Rap Chat and Facebook.
All right, coming soon.
That's it. Just pay close attention.
Just coming soon.
Big announcement. Soon come.
Okay.
All right, to this rap shit now. Now, we are talking Cardi B a little bit later in the episode. We're going to review her album. But first, on Saturday, TDE President Punch, he took to Twitter and made a bold statement. A very simple tweet that said, Cardi is the new Tupac. Oh, shit. Whoa. Okay, wait now. Of course, the internet went in a frenzy. He later clarified his statements, explaining the reason why people love Pac and Cardi is the same. My question is, are people too far removed from Pac's legacy to remember it correctly?
That's a great question, and I think that that's where we're at now. When Punch, who's a very respectable artist, got very respectable artist on his label, has a very respectable label.
Yep.
So he has a respectable voice in the game. When he say, hey, Cardi B reminds me of Tupac, it seemed crazy. And the reason that it seemed crazy, because we don't remember the legacy and the impact that Pac had originally when he came out. He ain't talking about bars, or he ain't even necessarily talking about the music that she putting out. I know All Eyes on Me ain't what Cardi just came out with.
Right.
But how she sold herself, that's what made people love Pac. How she'll say whatever the fuck she wants to say without fear of losing her spot or people no longer fucking with her. I'm just going to be me because being me got me here. And Pac did that all the way until he died, damn near.
Yeah, pretty much.
So with him saying that, people quick to run and say, oh my God, you mentioned Cardi B and Tupac together. How could you do that? And that's why I say I think that was a great question, because we do forget his legacy. We do forget how outrageous Pac was at times. We do forget that he was the person that was on Arsenio Hall doing this. Who was the person that was spitting at the cameras outside of the courtroom? He was doing these things. That's Tupac. That's Cardi B. I could see this.
I think we remember Tupac's legacy, which is why we're up in arms when someone compares Cardi B to a Tupac, mm-hmm. because his shit stretched over years.
True.
And he's got a catalog,
right.
And you're comparing him to someone who has dropped one project. Now, here's the album. Now, here's the thing, though. And Punch said he understood why people felt a certain way because he didn't put it into context.
Mm-hmm.
He later clarified what he meant by it. By saying that the reason why Pac is as popular as he was isn't necessarily because of his skills or the complexity of what he was saying, because there's more skilled people that were out when he was out that were popular too, Big, Nas, Jay, whoever. He said people fuck with Pac because of his passion, content, delivery, and honesty. And all of those are the same reason that people fuck with Cardi B. Passion, content, delivery, and honesty. Now, I can definitely respect that, and on a small scale, yes, that is why Cardi B has fans and people are fucking with her for now.
Mm.
Now, can you do that over 6, 7, 8 years? Can you stay true to that and maintain Cardi B status over that time period like Pac did? That's another story. That's why jumping the gun and comparing someone to a legend is tough. Good job of getting people's attention, though.
I think is what he was trying to do.
Very, very good job. Nice clickbait.
But to what you're saying, as far as comparing her to a legend, she's 25. Pac was 25 when he died.
Yep. She's 25?
Mm-hmm. I assume. 30, I mean, that's what they're saying.
She's 30, bro. Let's be honest.
Wow.
She's not 30?
You breaking the Cardi news that she's 30? She doing the Lil Wayne thing with
she's
her
younger
age?
Than Offset?
She said she was 25, dude.
Bro, that means she's younger than Quavo, bro.
I have no idea how old Quavo or Offset are.
Quavo's 26.
I don't know that. With that being said, when you talk about legacy and you talk about Tupac like you're saying, yeah, you're right musically, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think, like Punch was saying, that that's the thing that he was trying to do is to compare them to musically. I think impact and doing what they're doing for this time frame and his age is going to align her with him as he's saying. But she's going to mature into a older woman. She's going to be more careful in the things that she
of
said,
course.
Especially once she have kids. So I don't think it's fair that you be like, oh, well, we'll see if she can keep that up. No, she ain't going to be able to keep that up because she ain't going to be able to. And I'll address this when we talk about the album review later. She's not going to be able to continue this persona act. I put air quotes up when I say act because I ain't trying to say she being fake. But there's only going to be so far that she can go once she has a child. Right?
That's fair. Yeah, no, I can understand that. But, I mean, you could argue like Kim K still do crazy shit and she got a kid. I mean, there's shit you can argue with that.
That's different.
But I understand that. She'll mature and all that shit or whatever, have a different perspective. But it's, bro, like, people, I can't sit here and knock Troy F for comparing himself to Pac. Or knock Boosie for doing it.
I can.
But and not say Punch, what are you talking about, bro? Why do you have him in the same sentence, bro? I get it. Yes, people fuck with her because she's honest. And, you know what I'm saying? She's open about her shit.
I ain't going to do that, though, because if I'm talking about Troy Ave, then I'm talking about if you saying you Pac, he's obviously referring to the music as well, which ain't nowhere near it. And then if you want to put it on charisma or you got shot or you got the record, then it's not acceptable. Because Troy Ave ain't on David Letterman. He ain't on The Night Souls. He ain't on Saturday Night Live. Like, Pac was in the spotlight before he died. Now, with Boosie, it's a different thing because...
He ain't on them shows either.
He's not. You're right. But if you were to talk to Boosie, and like you said, this is your problem. In his circuit, where he's going, the shows that he is going to, because he ain't going to Letterman. He ain't going to Jimmy Fallon. But where he is going to, it's, what, 30,000 people there?
Ain't no way.
Well, okay. Stop. It's 5,000 people every night when you showing up. All
right.
And they're all yelling your name.
Yeah.
It may be in Baton Rouge. It may be in El Paso. Yeah. It may be in Mississippi and Little Rock.
Yeah.
But there's still 5,000 people every night yelling your name. So you do believe that you have the same cloth.
This is what really is the cool part. Yes, yeah. I can actually understand why someone would say Boosie would remind him of Pac. Or in this instance, why he would say Cardi B remind him of Pac.
Mm-hmm.
That's because there were so many facets to Pac, which is why it's blasphemous to compare one person him, because there's so many layers to Pac.
That's the best point you've ever made on this podcast.
First of all,
congratulations.
Weekly. That's why it's blasphemous. It's layers.
And that would be the only thing for me, being a Boosie fan, if you were to come and say, hey, well, he can't do that, and he can't. But he don't got as many layers as Pac. And even though you may try to do a Dear Mama, and it may be cool that you did it and it comes out and you have a song, it still ain't going to have the impact.
Exactly.
So
that's what makes Pac special, and I really wish people would stop comparing.
What we have to figure out is Cardi going to have that impact down the line? Like that cheating song that she did about Offset, does that have an impact with chicks? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay.
From gauging social media, yes. But who knows? More y'all on that album know. Later, though.
Yeah, y'all let us know in the rap chat.
All right, moving on, man. Will.i.am. Okay. I don't think we've ever spoke about Will.i.am on the show. Lead singer of the Black Eyed Peas.
All right, let's go, Will.i.am.
Yeah, he will be receiving an honorary doctorate courtesy of Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine's Academy through USC.
Mm-hmm.
He will actually give the commencement speech at the school as well in May. My question is, who in hip-hop deserves a doctorate for rhymes?
So with Will.i.am in this, Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine made the contribution or whatever to USC. And with that being said, they're going to name a doctorate every year, somebody from hip hop to do this. Okay. Will.i.am was the first one to do this, producer credits or whatnot. If we going with rhymes and doctorate and somebody that has the precision of being just a rhyme beast, I would go Nas. And I know a lot of people say I shit on Nas because he's
not. You hate on Nas.
Shit on Nas because I don't have him first ballot or whatnot. I do respect Nas' rhyme game. It ain't too many people that can rhyme like Nas. Though it may be boring at times.
Right.
If I were to give somebody a doctorate in rapping, Nas would be the first dude. Nasir Jones is the first dude that I think of. 19 years old, classic rap album. I give him that even though it's not my cup of tea.
Right.
I give him that. And throughout the years, as far as consistency with somebody that's never fell off with bars, like Nas can say some shit today that like will fucking amaze you. You may not be able to relate to it like Jay-Z. It may not be as catchy as some Snoop shit. But still, what Nas is going to do is you're going to be like, my God, that was cold. That was a hell of a way to twist the English language as a rapper. So I would give my doctorate to Nas.
Now, what I would do, first of all, I had to look up what doctorate degree basically means.
Okay.
And what that says is that you're at a level where you could teach said subject.
Nas.
So, now, that's super accurate. Nas could obviously teach a motherfucker how to rhyme.
Tough.
Now, I've got somebody. I've actually got a couple of people. I think you could easily go Eminem. Because he could basically, any which flow that you, like the class of flow 101, he could teach that.
Right.
Tomorrow. He can rap pretty much any style. Then I would go Jay-Z for the entendres, right? The double entendres, the triple entendres. He's a king of that, period. Nobody does that shit better than Hov. Lastly, who else could get a doctorate in rhyming? 06 Lil Wayne.
06 Lil Wayne. Yeah, now, Mixtape Wheezy, not this Wheezy.
Mixtape Wheezy, that little era right there.
Okay.
Not 2018 Wayne is what I'm saying. 06 Mixtape Wheezy, just for his wittiness of his rhymes, he could teach a class on how to bring that flavor to bars. Those three could get a doctorate tomorrow in rapping, period.
I agree with that. That's 100% true. That's a good question for the rap chat, I think. That's a great question for people in the rap chat to debate over or to even post up. Who do you think deserves a rap doctorate? Who can teach these bars in rhyming?
Not beat picking.
Nah.
Not hooks.
A rap doctorate.
Right.
Like, I can teach you how to put down a killer 16 every time. Go to the Facebook rap chat and let us know what you think.
Just for the record, other rappers with honorary doctorates, Common,
okay,
LL Cool J, Diddy, and Kanye.
Of course. Kanye? Where you get one from?
Someplace in Chicago. Mm. First of all, don't do Kanye like that. That's not one.
I don't understand.
Second off, he deserves one for whatever the fuck it was for.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, true.
You need a couple doctorates.
All right.
Yay.
And assholism. You got the next question or we just going to sit over yay and do a podcast on it?
Oh, shit. Next up, man. ASAP Rocky. Your mans.
Who?
Canceled a show in Japan.
Mm.
Why did he cancel a show in Japan, you ask?
Great question.
To finish up his album. Apparently, he's struggling putting it together, man. Pressure. Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
It's a big deal, man. If you've never had a good album, and your name as big as it is, by this time, people are going to start raising their eyebrow and doing the emoji at you. And they're going to be like, man, what's going on with this dude? Is it a shuck? Should we have bought in ever? what is going on? So I definitely can understand why this is a big deal and why he would cancel shows behind this. To me, this is not a big ASAP Rocky fan, but this is a put up or shut up album. This is it.
I say this. Number one, anytime you cancel a show in Japan, it's got to be a big deal, because that bag got to be stupid that you just turned down.
Facts.
Got to be stupid.
That's 250.
It's more than that.
At least 250.
That's at least 250. Yeah. Like, you turning down that, you got either got some other shit brewing, or this album must really mean a lot to you. So that it's a little bit of a big deal. But I will say this, though. ASAP Kemp had a good 2017. ASAP Ferg came out. ASAP 12E came out. And ASAP Mob. They all came out in the same month. So they had a nice run in 2017. Ferg got the Plain Jane joint that's kind of on the radio real heavy. He just got a gold plaque for that. So ASAP Mob's name has been out here. It's not like as if
they
just been disappeared. ASAP Rocky's been quiet.
Exactly.
But the ASAP fill in the blank has been out here.
ASAP Rocky want that number one spot back. That's why the press is on.
He can take his time to do it. That's what I'm saying.
No, he can't. Because people starting to realize that he ain't the only one that got, ain't the talent over there.
No.
It may be Ferg, it may be them as a collective, but it damn sure ain't ASAP Rocky like people thought it was in the beginning. Like, oh, he's the main guy and he's this and he's that. He's starting to lose that grip and he's starting to feel that pressure.
I will say this, though. He has dropped two songs and they have not stuck.
Ain't nothing new. Ain't doing nothing.
He got the one with Gucci and 21 Savage, and then he got the one with Blockboy JB. And now the one with Blockboy JB is fairly new, so it really hasn't had time to just brew like that.
I didn't even know you had my boy on the song.
Tough. And it's a solid little song.
Let's go, Block.
But it ain't like ASAP, what ASAP fans are looking for Rocky, though, for the level at which he's supposed to be at. The caliber at which ASAP Rocky is supposed to be, like, one of the big, most influential of his class.
Nah.
The record's not hitting like that, so I understand he's sweating a little bit. I would have still took that flight to Japan, though. Went over there, got some free bait. Got me a big bag for doing the show. Motherfuckers don't understand what I'm saying. I got to have that.
That album is important, man. That's the problem. Like, you can't take no flight. Like, that's a goddamn 14, 15-hour flight. And he ain't got time to take that off, and he ain't taking it private. You know what I'm saying?
Man, like, you got a day to recoup.
Man, he ain't got that much time. Like, this is an important album for dude.
And it's a quiet year too. Quiet as kept. Yes, we've had Cardi. Yes, we've had Nipsey. But other than that, though, like, ain't no big dog releases.
And that's a good point too. Like, if even to manipulate your position and say, "Hey, I'm one of the big dogs," you need to come out this year when the rest of the big dogs all came out last year.
That's true.
You got to do that.
Now that is a fact. Got to get his shit together.
Let's go, ASAP.
Now you're ASAP. Are you going to listen when he dropped?
Absolutely not.
All right, man. Moving right along. 42 hip hop artists have went gold this year.
Damn,
that's a lot of gold plaques. Simple question, man. Does that mean the music business is back?
Music business is booming.
Clearly,
they can sell you these lies about streaming and artists not being paid and this and that. I'm not biting. I do not believe it. Cardi B dropped Friday. She was gold certified on Saturday.
I mean, I can tell you why, though.
Because of that Bodak Yellow and the streams for that, and yes. I understand that. Same thing with Drake and Views and the One Dance. Cool, I get it.
Yep.
Find you a dope song, build your album around that dope song, come out, shuck the certifications until you can't do it no more. I ain't got no problem with this. I think the music business is booming. And this is good for people who can curate songs, who know how to catch a vibe, as they say nowadays, or
the youngins are saying.
Yeah, as far as making a whole thing with the repetitive lyrics and hooks and beats like the Gucci Gang and shit like that, I think this is a reflection of that.
I think, first of all, I'm agree that the music industry is booming, but I'm gonna say the reason being is because the reason we're seeing these plaques and people getting gold records is because their shit is getting replay value now. Like, that's how you get plaques off of streams. Remember back in the day, like, if I wanted to hear Cardi B album back in the day, I had to buy it. That's it. And man, what if I bought it? Think of how many niggas had a dope single where you bought the album and it was trash. You never listened to it again. Mm-hmm. But that album sale still counted. So they still got that plaque for that. Nowadays, that don't work. Lil Yachty come out with that bullshit-ass Teenage Emotions. Motherfuckers get that one run. And yep, stop.
That's a fact.
Ain't no plaque for Yachty.
But you can get it. But with that being said, like you said now, all it takes is a song, though.
That's what I'm saying. But that's because people are that lets me know that people are listening to Bodak Yellow. You have a choice now. These plaques, and I've heard of obviously several people on this list. There was a handful I hadn't heard of, but clearly someone is listening to their shit over and over again because they've getting. You know how many spins you got to get a gold plaque, dude? For streams, you got to get like a zillion streams.
Yeah, that's what they doing to Gucci Gang. They listen to that 6 times in a row. You make it 2 minutes long. You put that motherfucker on number 3.
That was smart.
And boom, you keep running it back. Some of the song, Bad Barbie, gold.
You know it's Bad Baby?
I thought it was Barbie.
I did too.
Yeah. Okay, so High Bitch was gold.
She ripped the remix, though. I ain't going to lie.
I don't believe that. Black. He had a gold.
Six Black. We're going to say Six Black so people know who the fuck we're talking about.
I thought his name was Black, pronounced Black.
It is, but Six Black.
69. Had a gold album.
6ix9ine. Keep in mind, how many months are we in 2018?
This is April.
Okay.
It's 46.
42.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
I see you, boy.
Trippy Red.
Yep.
XX Extension.
I see you.
NBA Youngboy. Dolph 100 Shots.
That's interesting. Like you said, though. All you need is a song to go gold, and you're a gold artist.
That's a fact. Lil Pump came out with a new song called Boss. That's gold.
I ain't listening to that shit.
Rich the Kid, Plug Walk.
That's a fairly new song.
Fetty Wap, Jug.
I didn't know Fetty Wap still made music.
Me either.
I'm going to keep it real.
Lecrae, I'll Find You.
See, these are random like songs that people just like on this nigga
album. And that's crazy. Russ, Do It Myself. Russ had like 6 songs on his list. I'm amazed by that.
He got a couple joints. It's some old shit on here too. Like Ty Dolla $ign album
Tough.
Went gold. Jay-Z's Renegade went gold.
Yeah.
Eminem has had 22 songs go gold this year. That's
I mean, that show you I think how ridiculous. People try to say that streams are not helping artists. That's not true. As long as you can get your catalog up and you can get people to acknowledge your catalog and find the songs that they like, then they gonna listen to it. People listen to songs on repeat, working out, riding the car, riding on the subway. It's easier to throw that motherfucker on repeat and be like, damn, I was really listening to that. I really fucked with that.
It's more accessible too. Like, I'm not switching CDs out, searching, hoping I didn't lose my shit.
I ain't even got to press nothing.
nigga, three, listen, a search and two screen taps, and I'm listening to whatever the fuck I want to. So I believe when we first broke the news about, well, we didn't break it, but you know, when we first talked about the Billboard using streams counting, I was skeptical about it, but then the more I thought about it, it denotes replay value. It means people are listening to your shit. Yes, I'm on the gym. Yes, I listen to it 6 times in a row because that shit go hard. So I'm listening to it 6 times in a row, dude. That lets me know people are fucking with the music. All the songs, I mean, not all of them, but most of the songs I've heard of. So I was like, okay, like this, you know, the 100 Shots was one of the better songs on that Bulletproof joint. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Aminé or Aminé or whatever, how the fuck you say his name? He had one. Right. You said this shit was straight, so this is not surprising.
Yeah,
I wasn't surprised by a lot of this shit except the old shit, like Eminem being on here. A lot of his old shit, that was kind of weird. I don't know who rolled around listening to that shit.
Shout out to music, man. I think we all win in this situation.
I agree.
People acting like they wasn't getting paid and like streams was gonna be the death of the fucking music industry, and it's not. It's not the case.
I don't know
case.
If they're getting paid though. Listen, I don't know how much you're seeing.
Somebody making money off his shit.
Apple. The label, I don't know. They getting .00001 penny
somebody,
off this shit.
Somebody getting paid off this shit.
Yeah, of course. Somebody right. always getting paid.
All right.
But yeah, so I remember when streaming first came out and I was skeptical. Mm-hmm. And I remember the day I got this shit.
What you got? Apple?
I think Spotify. It was Beats. Might have been
I paid for Spotify.
Spotify or Beats?
Spotify duped me. And what this is how Spotify duped me, because when you first signed up for it, you could get everything that you wanted to listen to.
Right.
For the frizzle.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
30 days go up, then you start listening to some of your favorite songs. Like we were talking about putting your shit on repeat. After the 30 days up, oh, this ain't on the free joint.
Yeah, they got you.
You got to go on and sign up for the $9.99 to get these now.
Killed you.
By that time, you got your playlist. You know what I'm saying? You already in debt, so.
You
got
to drop them 10.
You drop them $10 a month.
That shit was.
That's how they got me.
I was skeptical until I actually bought that shit and was like, damn, this shit is a game changer.
Exactly. And then I was like, I can listen to any song I want to.
That shit crazy.
Anytime. I ain't got to download it. I ain't got to find nobody for it. I ain't got to put the CD in.
Game changer.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know anybody that ain't got no streaming service?
They listen to YouTube. Yep.
Well, yeah, you can still listen to YouTube. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I can see that. All right, man, moving on. Man, this is a little bit of a downer.
Yeah.
Georgia artist.
He's from Fort Lauderdale.
Originally from Fort Lauderdale, yeah. But he lived here in Columbus. $1 billion BD.
Yeah, over the past weekend, allegedly something went down. Not even allegedly. Something did go down in the Pizza Hut parking lot, and he's lost his life. Up-and-coming artist from Fort Lauderdale area had a song with Money Man, who I think we played on here before.
Probably.
Yeah. We had a song with him that was real big last year and was starting to blow up. But unfortunately, he lost his life this weekend over what we do not know. But yeah, we wanted to shed a little light on the situation and play that.
Yeah, let's play a song, man. It's called Heart Cold.
Yep.
Let's play that, man. $1 billion BD. Check it out.
Know is Instagram, all I know is Instagrams. EGG the franchise, I got pounds by the metric ton. All this money out here, better get out here and get you some. $1 billion BD, but you can call me Grow Man. See your bitch looking better, come and get your whole man. Don't come out line unless you looking for a whole thing. EGG air well done took it across the globe, man. All blue honey, but Bushimi's white like cocaine. $1 billion Montana, nigga, that's my code name. Instagram B, ask your bitch about me. Designers on my feet, couple thousand in the street. That's why haters hate on me.
Heart cold, rockin' presidential rollers. Centerfold, whole lot of money on me.
Alright, man, that was $1 billion BD. Heart cold?
Yep, Heart Cold. Rest in peace to $1 billion BD, man. He was an up and coming guy, like we said, from Fort Lauderdale, the Florida area. Got a lot of shine for a song he had with Money Man back last year, I believe.
Yeah, had a song by Zaytoven that was buzzing,
yep,
too.
Zaytoven did the beat. It was the same song.
Okay, yeah.
So rest in peace to him.
Absolutely. Condolences to the family and close friends.
To him, fans, family, all of that stuff. Check out his music. Give him a couple spins and stuff like that.
Absolutely, man. Now, speaking of music, man, Cardi B, probably the second most anticipated album of the year so far.
Behind Nipsey.
Okay. Cardi B, man, she's here. What are your That's the sound that she makes.
Is that it?
I can't listen to no interviews. So I don't know.
I fuck with Cardi though.
I can't listen to no interview, bro. I'm keeping a buck.
I'm here all day for the interviews. I can listen to the interview for them.
What was your expectations of this album, Invasion of Privacy?
All right, here's the thing. Cardi B had the benefit of the doubt of being famous before she ever had to come out with a complete body of work, and that worked for her in this album. I think that she was able to, I don't want to use the word manipulate to make it sound like she was doing anything wrong, but what she was able to do is manipulate the public's perception of her and what she would be talking about in an album coming out as a female in 2018 into a lovable, charismatic type thing, which is why she's been compared to Tupac by people like Punch from TDE. I get it. I totally understand it. She didn't do anything overly offensive on this album. She didn't do anything where she stepped outside of the box. What she did, she gave you Cardi B. She gave you the person that she's been presenting to you for the last couple of years on reality TV, on the late night shows, in the interviews. She didn't stray away from that. She didn't try to get too deep. She wasn't too playful. She kept everything real and 100 as Cardi B does. And with that being said, she was able to come out with an album and people are going to remember for a long time as far as nostalgia, not for the bars, not for the beats, not for the content, but just for how Cardi B made you feel, how she came out the gate and made you feel over the last 2 years. The joke that she made at the end of the album, these 15 minutes been a long ass time, huh? When she was talking to SZA, that was cold. And you're going to remember that for a lot longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah. Nah, I would say leading up to this, man, I had zero interest in hearing it. Zero. That's not true.
You wanted to do a review episode last week.
No, only because it's anticipated. But I didn't want to hear it. Mm. I didn't think it was going to be good. Mm. I haven't listened to none of her. But to be fair, I haven't listened to none of her mixtapes. So I understand that she had maybe two or three mixtapes leading up to this that were actually, from what I've heard, pretty straight. Mm-hmm. Again, I have no desire of listening to anyone's music who's on Love & Hip Hop. Literally no one. If you tell me, hey, this dude right here dope. Oh, where are you from? He was just on Love & Hip Hop. Oh, okay, I'm good. I don't want to hear it. That's just, I got to get over that, apparently, because I listened to this, and before I get to what I think about it, so my expectations were low. It's about as low as they can be. Okay, yes, Bodak Yellow, that's a banger. That's a club banger. And it's better than I really wanted to give it credit for early on, because sometimes it's a little bit tough to get over her accent at first when she's rapping. But because it's tough at first, but then you notice that she can stay in pocket with the flow. So when you peep that she's actually staying in pocket, it's like, okay, I can fuck with this. Bodak Yellow was a banger. The song with 21 Savage was okay. And the song that they dropped last week leading up to the release, that was decent. So she's 2 for 3 leading up to the album. Now, if I'm just get to my what I thought about the album, I'm not gonna lie, I thought that shit was banging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keep it all the way buck. The album is fire.
Banging in the sense of what?
Banging
bars, songs, like what do you mean banging? Everything.
The smartest thing that whoever her team is did was get her writers that could actually say something.
Right.
That, like, she, and I'm going to be clear, I'm not knocking her for having writers. I'm just pointing this out so people don't get it confused. Her writers, because she writes some of it too, they hit her with witty lines, dude. Like, witty, she's actually slick saying something. That's important, dude, but she's not lyrical, miracle, spiritual you to death like maybe a Remy Ma might can get into.
Mm-hmm.
Remy Ma almost raps too well. It's like, okay, you're doing a little too much. She's Cardi B balancing the line between rapping well enough and saying witty shit, but keeping it simplistic so where somebody can recite it.
Yeah, like you can hashtag Cardi B balls.
Right, you can Instagram her shit.
You can Instagram her shit. Like what made a big deal off the Wham was the Chrissy Teigen and Rihanna
absolutely
threesome thing, because you can hear that and it jumps out. It's provocative. I would love to see that. After Chrissy Teigen has her baby and Cardi too. With that being said, it goes to a point where Cardi B understands what she is. And you kind of touched on it when you were talking, but I appreciate the fact that she wasn't here trying to bar you to death. Like, she didn't go get Jay Electronica to write no songs.
No, don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't trying to, like, bar you down on, like, one of the songs, because I don't want to hear that.
Nah.
If I want Cardi B to rap, and it ain't nothing taken away against her skills, I don't want her to rap me under the table. I don't want to hear that.
It wouldn't fit.
I want to hear about threesomes with Chrissy Teigen and Rihanna. That's what I want to envision Cardi B rapping about pussy popping in church. Like, these are bars in which she came. When did I love to hear that?
Yeah.
And I think the fact that she was a celebrity before her album came out played a lot into me being able to digest it personally. I don't know how a lot of other people felt about it, but just personally, I wasn't going into it like you said. If I'm listening to Remy Ma, there's a certain expectation that I have as far as bars.
Right.
Or if even Nicki Minaj, there's a certain expectation that I have. Nicki Minaj.
Rhapsody.
Well, she lives up to it.
Yeah, that's
time.
A fact. Oh, yeah. You know
what I'm saying? But even with Nicki, even though Nicki can spit, there's a certain thing that you hold her up to every time, and sometimes she just don't hit that goal. With Cardi, it's like, oh, fuck it. Like, I'm just coming in here. I'm going to put my titties on the table. Y'all can like it or not.
But she's snapping on her, I ain't gonna lie.
And that's the best thing. Like, she's doing her thing. She's doing what you expect her to do as Cardi. She ain't out rapping you, putting you under the table. Like, you're like, oh shit, that was funny. That was catchy.
Exactly.
That was witty. Yep. That was Instagram worthy. Like, yep. I get it. Like, everything lined up and met together. That's why I think it was a perfect job, not only by her. And I'm going to continue to say this, her team. Like, you said this too. And that ain't taking nothing away from her as an artist.
Several people have teams. Let's be very clear.
Like, Nicki got a team. A lot of
Drake
people got
a team.
And this is what she was able to do that makes her stand out from Nicki and a lot of other female artists. The team didn't define her. It was still, hey, what is Cardi doing? Like, people, like, tune in. Like, there are people that I know that go personally to check out all of her interviews just because they like her that much. They may not like the Tonight Show, but guess what? Cardi was on there. Boom, I'm checking it out. Oh, I don't watch Saturday Night Live ever, but guess what? Cardi was on there. Oh, I'm checking it out. She did a pregnancy reveal on Saturday Night Live. Oh, I'm checking that out.
Yep.
People are tuned into her like that. She was a celebrity, and she capitalized off this album being a celebrity, not so much a rapper, and that's cool.
She's easily winning the, like, reality show. Like, she's breaking barriers of how far you can go off a reality show.
That is a fact.
Because I swear to you, if you would have told me 2 years ago, bro, she's going to put out an album and it's going to be fire, I'd have been like, nigga, you lying, bro.
Kim K, though. She the reality show goat, right?
Well, no, nah, her dad was famous, though.
Was he?
Yeah, was nigga, he OJ Lawyer, nigga.
He was famous?
Yeah, Ken and Jenner, and that nigga was in the Olympics. The family was already set.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. They had money, but I don't know about fame.
Well, yeah,
so
that's true.
Who's the most famous woman right now? Is it Beyonce or Kim Kardashian?
It's Oprah.
Oprah's not the most famous woman.
You're right,
it's
not. She's the richest, though.
She's definitely the richest, but she's not the most famous.
Rather be rich than famous.
That's a fact.
Probably Beyonce.
Beyonce
Michelle
the most
Obama,
famous
like
woman
that.
In the world.
Michelle Obama?
Beyonce. More people know Beyonce than Michelle Obama.
I don't know.
It's kids in Africa that don't give a fuck about Michelle Obama.
That's possible.
They definitely dancing like Beyonce, though.
That's true. But no, Cardi B, listen, man, I was impressed. I can't even flex.
It's a good album. If you could change anything, or if there was one complaint that you did have about the album, what would that be?
Any lowlights? I guess it would be, bro, the only song I really don't care for is the Chance the Rapper song.
That's because you don't like Chance.
Exactly.
Other than that,
like, I go through these songs, I'm like, hey, this shit go hard, this shit go hard. Like, I get this. She didn't do all ratchet shit. Like, she could have went for the layup and done 12 Bodak Yellows. Mm-hmm. She could have done that. All but right. She didn't, though. She flipped the Project Pat sample on Bick and Head. She flipped the other little sample, and I like it. So that's those are the two cheat codes. Those are already hits. You just flipped them. Put the fire ass beat behind it. Okay, that's two cheat codes. You can add it.
That's a fact.
But then I like the song with SZA. I even like the through your phone shit where she talking about going through the nigga phone. Like, she was ripping that and everything, dude. Like, even the ring where she was, it was a play on calling you, but then also like the ring, like engagement ring or wedding ring. Like, bruh, this album was way more thought out than I thought it would be, and it wasn't cookie cutter either, though. Like, you know how you get like an Eminem and featuring Rihanna, you could be like, nigga, you could have put anybody on that song. Like, that was a ready made song.
Right.
Eminem just happened to get on it. I didn't get that cookie cutter feel from here, which I thought I was going to get. I thought it was going to be safe, and I didn't get that. I'm impressed, dude. I ain't gonna lie. This is probably the best female album. Well, hold on, I ain't gonna say that.
Hold on, here we go.
Hold on. Let me think.
Jump off that clip. It's right there. Just jump. Go on and jump.
I'm gonna be real, y'all.
Jump.
This is the best female, this is the best female rap album about 15 years, bro.
15 years.
At least. Off the top of my head, I say Foxy Brown, Broken Silence, bro.
That was 98.
That was 01.
Really?
Ill Nah Nah was 98.
Jesus Christ.
Broken Silence was 2001. This might be the best female album since then, bro. With all due respect to Nicki's first album, all due respect to Beauty and the Beast Rhapsody, and all due respect to Dreezy's album. Because that shit was fire, too.
This ain't better than the Beauty and the Beast at all.
Yeah, it is.
Nah.
That Beauty and the Beast got throwaways on it, bro.
No.
Trust me.
All right, so let me, well, I mean, I'm not going to agree with you with that on that at all. My low life of the album is this. I would question where Cardi would go next from here, because I feel like the red carpet was rolled out for this album. You're hot. People are buying into it. They're buying into the personality. So you're going to get the best beats. You're going to get the best writers. You're going to get the people who know what the culture is like right now, so they can make sure stuff fits you and it fits you well, and what you do is doing good. That's going to be Atlantic making sure of that right now.
That's a fact.
So on the second album, when the flame ain't as hot, because people like this first album, this is it. This is Get Rich or Die Trying. This is that for her. What I would wonder is she a good enough artist on the second album when the whole bag ain't behind her, like maybe 75% of the bag is behind her? Is she going to be able to come through? That's what I'm scared of, because I feel like this is the max. This is maxed out right here.
Mm.
And I say that knowing that Cardi ain't like, she ain't a A-list artist. And I ain't saying that she ain't got charisma or she can't put out great songs.
Right.
I don't know if she can do that by herself without the team or the bag. And I know that's here on this album.
Well, hold on. Because having a team is not shouldn't be held to somebody's detriment. Like, you're supposed to have a squad that got you on the right path, that got you naming your shit Invasion of Privacy, which fits her perfectly, because she started on a reality show, got popular via social media, where she had to do the videos with no makeup on. She had to do the videos, you know, talking the way she talked in order to get popular. So the whole package was put together
by Atlantic. No, well, my point is that's by Atlantic, though.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do. We know that. Once Atlantic got behind Cardi, that she started being looked at in a whole different light. We know that, like, the looks were, they were just different. They showed more light into her being a successful artist than they did to her being a reality TV star.
Of course.
Once Atlantic started getting behind it. So I'm asking, and I guess my fear is, and what I would say my low point is maxing out on album number one, because I don't think that she will have the support, not of a team. I understand what you're saying. The team going to be there. As long as she got a good team, like you say, with LeBron or like
Kevin Hart.
Money team or Kevin Hart. As long as you got a good team, you're going to be able to do what you do. I ain't knocking her team. I just don't know their track record yet. What I'm saying is, once Atlantic is no longer like, okay, Cardi is my top priority, once the next Cardi come through, like once that next wave or whatever they think is popular come through, she ain't the main priority, can she still maintain?
Nothing on this album tells me she can't.
Okay. I ain't saying she can't either. I just want, that's my concern.
Bro, I was shocked by this album, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I was expecting this to be a one and done. I was gonna listen to it once. Mm-hmm. We was gonna mention it early on in the show.
You done had it on repeat? You been running it back and everything?
I mean, first of all, we're not gonna make it seem like I'm.
She got the wig on.
I got lyrics tattooed on my fucking arm.
You got the party wig hanging out the whip and everything.
I will say this, though. It's dude friendly music in the whip, though. It's dude friendly music. Like, if you pulled up.
Relax, if you pulled up and you was banging money bag. I'm not even going to let you say that.
No.
You're not pulling up banging Cardi B Dolo.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
You can bang Bodak Yellow,
dude.
Bro.
You and your girl.
No, you can.
You and your wife. Yes. Solo. Y'all pull up banging and hop out. That's cool.
No.
You're not pulling up banging Cardi B by yourself, Dolo and shaking.
You can know the words to Bodak Yellow. Yes.
Get out of here.
That's dude approved. I'm stamping it.
No, you're not the first of all. First and foremost,
I don't have
that official stamp. Secondly, that's just not true. Don't take Animal Brown's advice on this. Please do not pull up with your windows down, banging that Kodak that Bodak Yellow, yes, or can. Anything off at Cardi. You with your woman and y'all out cooler Sunday fun day, y'all leaving a picnic, y'all leaving brunch, and y'all want to turn up the Cardi, that's cool.
Nah.
All right, you single, you got a car full of your homegirls and they want to bring the car, that's cool. But you dolo on the Cardi,
tough.
Pulling up like Safari?
Tough.
You going to be just like him on Angie Martinez. Crying, wondering why you got robbed.
You don't know what happened. I was just banging the Cardi. Now, I will say this, though.
I was just banging the Cardi. Niggas had guns in my face. That's what happened.
I will say this. Highlights was, I like the intro, even though it gave me Meek Mill vibes, but that's okay. So did T Grizzly shit. I like the Project Pat sample. I fuck with the money bag. I like the through your phone shit. That shit was, it's got some good songs, man. Good beats. She's staying in pocket with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
What were any of the joints that you was fucking with?
I like the joint with SZA.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, that's a really good one for me. I like the joint with Chance. I like how she was able to go over her transgressions and stuff like that. But I'm a Chance fan.
That shit garbage.
And last but not least, I like the song with the Migos.
That's hard, too, though.
That's cool.
She held on with, you know what I'm saying? She could hold on with Migos and shit, though.
Migos question coming up later from one of the Aunt Deckers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice little teaser.
Cooler tease there.
Let us know what y'all think of the Cardi album. Did it live up to the hype? Is it complete and utter garbage? Yeah. Will you not even listen? Mm. Where does it rank in maybe some of the more recent female albums? It's been kind of quiet.
Yep. Let us know what you think, man. We'd like for you to leave a comment on Facebook on the On Deck TV Show podcast page or Facebook at Reply to Us and let us know what you think. Or you can go to Facebook, Rap Chat, and let us know what you think there. Damn, did I say the Twitter?
No, I meant to say Facebook.
I said Facebook
times
twice.
Bro.
I meant once on the Twitter and then once on the Facebook.
All right, man. You good?
Twitters.
You got it?
Thanks for the help. I appreciate that.
Nah, I just let
thanks.
You drown.
I appreciate that.
We had a break. Jim Jones is back. It's your man, too.
Yeah, I like the first three Jim Jones albums. I ain't co-signing nothing.
So said no one ever. I like the first three Jim Joneses.
Man, listen. In 2018, when you put on the rundown sheet, Jim Jones featuring Yo Gotti.
Tough.
There's no way on earth that I'm listening to that.
Chicken fried
I'm
rice.
I'm not even finna listen to that on the break. Like, yeah. I'm finna walk off, and then you can just tell me how this sounded.
What, listen to it right now?
She fell in love with a trapper. Got it. Then I turned rapper. Okay. Shouted, give me half a heart. I ain't got an ex. Put pistols in her name for me. Start acting different. She like you chain, homie. Shouted, keep a nigga on his game, homie. Facts. She said, fuck a ring. She just want my word. Only animal she kept for me is birds. Only secrets that I kept from her were quiet. If them people come, I know she down the right. Hood nigga with a hood bitch. Plus we hood rich. Going rap the ghost pink and purple for my hood bitch. You and your bitch rock matching outfits. We got matching 40s. Yeah, I be with a lot of bitches, but I fuck with shawty.
She come from a city where it's full of bright lights. Yeah. Been to the trenches with chicken fried rice. Yeah. Been with a hitter that just slip a hard life.
I am.
She come from a city where it's full of bright lights.
Quiet.
Hit me on the face. Never been in the trenches eating chicken fried rice.
We are back. That was your favorite rapper, Jim Jones.
I didn't hear Jeezy or Bootsy or 2 Chainz on that album.
Chicken fried rice featuring Yo Gotti, man. How you feel?
Why did they name that song Chicken Fried Rice?
Like a chicken fried rice.
That's
you hear him singing in the hood?
Stupid, man.
Like, you don't like chicken fried rice now? They was in Chinatown in the video.
I fuck with chicken fried rice. It makes no sense to call the love song on the album for Jim Jones chicken fried rice. Like, let's make this song called Chicken Fried Rice featuring Yo Gotti.
He said,
it's fucking retarded.
In the hook, she ain't been in the hood. She don't know nothing about that chicken fried rice.
Well, she ain't been in the hood then.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so one or the other. Either she knows about the chicken fried rice or she doesn't.
He gonna put up on it.
Oh, my God.
That song actually wasn't that bad.
First and foremost, we eating the Benihanas.
That's fast.
And it ain't the hood chicken fried rice. We definitely want the hibachi shit.
Do they got Benihanas in New York?
I don't know. They got hibachi, though. I want hibachi fried rice. I don't want that cheap shit.
They got bodegas.
Right, well, as long as they got a flat top and where they can throw the rice on there with the meat and the yum yum sauce and all that good shit. However they talk, son. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, son?
Somebody let me know if they got Benihana in New York. I'm interested. I don't feel like Googling it.
They gotta have Benihana in New York.
All right, we back. That was a decent song, though. I'm not going to lie. They needed somebody a little more skilled on the hook, though.
A Boogie with the Hoodie would have murdered them.
I can see that.
I'm big on him right now because of his Rapture episode. I was really surprised and impressed by
it. I put the world on A Boogie.
You didn't do a good job because I didn't like him until I seen that episode. That was a good episode, though. He a cool young cat.
See, I like A Boogie. All right, man. Next up, we don't necessarily have a question of the week. We actually got a couple of rapid-fire joints, a couple of topics we wanted to talk about earlier, just didn't have enough goddamn time.
We bringing the chopper out late in the show.
Absolutely, man. Got a couple of rapid fires.
Let's go.
You don't need to go in depth. Just give me a little something about this. First up, Juelz is out of prison. Shout out to him. And he vows to do the right thing. Are you biting?
What's the right thing for Juelz Santana?
Not getting locked up again.
Is it going to the studio and rapping like you should have 15 years ago?
Staying
is that
home,
what the right thing is?
It's staying home and cooking chicken fried rice.
I don't want to hear that no more, Juelz. I'm sorry. The right thing just won't work for you anymore, brother.
I think Juelz, if by the right thing he means getting in the studio and making music, then no, he won't be doing that. That
definitely won't happen.
He won't do that. Now, trying not to run, well, first of all, not bringing a pistol to the airport, if that's the right thing, then yes, I believe he'll never do that again.
Or eight Oxycontins. He's never doing that again either.
Absolutely. Take them before you get on the flight.
100%. Drake dropped the Lauryn Hill joint over the weekend. What do you think about that? Was it a hit or miss?
I think it was a fucking hit. What are you talking about? Was this Drake song a hit?
Coming from Drake's number one fan.
Anytime, if Drake dropped, it's a hit. I ain't got to hear the shit.
Oh,
the Drake joint with the Lauryn Hill sample?
What was it, X Factor?
There for me. That shit hard. That shit go hard, though. Not going to lie.
I ain't going to lie. I thought it would be a slower song.
Yeah, they put the New Orleans bounce to it.
Let me tell you this, though. Another genius strike by Drake's team, putting Issa Rae and fucking
Rashida Jones
and who else in the video? My girl Tiffany Haddish.
Man, yeah, that
come
was
on,
hard.
Man. That's a home.
You can't lose
run,
right now with
dude.
That.
Drake always got the cheat code. He keeps it.
God's plan is at 11 weeks at number one. That's his longest run yet. Then he drops this. This will probably break it.
Cue's God's plan.
Moving on. Tupac's liner notes for Machiavelli. The 7 Day Theory album are being auctioned off, starting at 30 stacks. If money was no object, would you cop?
Yes, I need that original handwritten Tupac disc for all the haters out there. And I'm framing that, putting it in the big boy roped off velvet section in the man museum at the house. Yes, I need that.
Yeah, I need that too. I'm going to have it right next to the car that he was shot in and Biggie was shot in. In my like slain rapper memorial. I'm a huge fan of that Pac album. That's one of my favorite albums of all time. If I had him 30 bands, I would cop, period.
That is a good decision. There's a new Kendrick Lamar album where he's rapping over Dre beats. Are you checking for that? And also, there is a brand new Drake and Ninth Wonder that's supposed to be of the same cloth. What you think about these collab albums, and what do you want to hear next?
I think they're really cool for the short term. They don't have much replay value. Of course, they're mashups, right? They take old Kendrick acapellas, and this one put them over Dr. Dre beats. It's called The Damn Chronic.
Fire.
That's a dope concept, and it's got, they've got a couple joints on there, but when you get to really listening to it, and really, it's like some of them are offbeat, some of the verses, I've never even heard this Kendrick verse before.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. That's a lot for me to tune into, and especially for me to say Dre and Kendrick and act like I can sit here and enjoy all of this. I ain't signing up for this. I ain't signing up for the Jeezy and Beats by the Pound. I'm not signing up for the T.I. over Kanye West beats. I'm just not doing it. It's not a cool thing.
So you're not doing the Drake over Ninth Wonder?
Not old Drake verses. Should I heard the verses before?
But
maybe
still,
I get new Ninth Wonder beats and that's cool, but nah.
If a nigga did this as like an EP and it was like six songs, okay, that'd be cool. You took like the fieriest Kendrick verse.
Man, them verses got to be
that's what I'm saying.
Fire.
Take
though.
The dopest Kendrick verse with the dopest six Dre beats, that'll be killing.
Is that worth the time?
He getting a lot of
bub off
this.
Like, who gonna sit there and engineer that shit?
This
you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to put all of that together.
Now, this DJ getting clock off this, though. He getting hella downloads. All
right.
People got that from when Jay, dude, did the Jay over, like, the Beatles shit.
Duh.
That's, like, really what
the
kicked
the
shit
album
off.
Album or some shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, last not least, man. T.I. and Gucci Mane go back and forth over who started trap rap. How do we solve this once and for all?
This is very simple, and it would be great for all of us trap rappers out there. Gucci Mane, T.I., Jeezy need to make an album. Each of them can do their own variation, three songs, trap music, put them three, that's nine songs from the best trap fucking producers, Shorty Red, Zaytoven, whoever it may be, and let's hear the album, whoever got the best session of the album, originated, started, and is the trap rapper.
First of all, we'll never resolve this. People will go back and forth between the end of time, because what you get is Gucci saying, I made this song in 2000 and whatever, and then T.I. will say, but I made this album and with called trap music in 2003, and then with some more body over here will say, yeah, but this artist was talking the same street trap shit
in the 90s.
They did it in 97. They just didn't call it trap music. So this is a never ending debate that's already old, and I really wish they would put that shit to bed.
I do think that it's going to continue to blow up like a fucking wildfire, because I mean, who, T.I. got time and Gucci Man got time, so clearly, hey, might as well do it. People will start to say that it's Memphis. Shout out DJ Cotton in the rap chat.
I can respect that, though. I know why he would say that.
I mean, you know why he would say it, but people would say it's Jeezy. People would say it's Yo Gotti. People would say it's someone from down here. People would say it's Outkast. Nah, it's a dude before even them. So, I mean, like you said, it's a long debate. I'd love to have it with someone, because I think personally that it's Jeezy, and I don't think that can be disputed.
You saying Jeezy came before Gucci Mane?
I'm saying that Jeezy defines what trap is. That's what I'm saying.
And Gucci Mane don't?
And Jeezy did come before Gucci Mane, yes.
I mean, not, well, okay.
I don't know what, wherever they pulled that out of their ass.
That Gucci Mane picture?
I don't know what that was. Yeah, that was funny. I don't care that that came out of 01. No one knew, dude.
1017 Records Instagram account is the one going back and forth with T.I., which is actually pretty entertaining.
That it was. And that's the end of the quick hit rapid fire choppers out edition. Do we got an on deck of the week?
Yes, we do. Let's play a clip. He posed a question. Then we'll let you know who it is. Check it out.
Let's go.
What's good, AB and Spike Lou? It seems the majority of hip-hop treats Takeoff as if he's the Migos version of Bone Thugs' Wishbone, when truthfully, he's top three Migos and he's not number three. I think people discount him because of his looks and give Quavo way too much credit for his waffle skin tone. Huncho may have the voice that's perfect for any hook, but verse-wise, he's lightweight. And yeah, he's good for an ad-lib or two, but when I hear a Takeoff verse, I actually want to hear what he has to say. You see, I haven't mentioned Young Set yet, and that's because he's clearly separated himself from his counterparts. He has the talent, charisma, and by popular opinion, the hottest chick in the game right now carrying his baby. So my question for y'all is, how do you rank them at this point?
All right, man, that was from listener Willie Rock Jr.
Young Willie Rock Jr. from 680 The Fan down here in the A. Shout out to him and his internship he got going on up there.
Absolutely. Shout out to the radio voice. Sound like you need to be on the main joint.
Listen, man. Some Alvin Cooper tried to play him in the rap chat and was like, man, we don't want you coming in and sitting in on the On Deck podcast if your voice ain't legit.
But that's a fact, though.
That's a fact.
Okay, just putting that out there. That's a fact.
And Will Rock Jr. came through with the fire. He came through with the radio voice to shut shit down.
Yeah, he sound like Ron Burgundy.
100%.
Yeah, he killed that.
We commend you, my friend, for that. You're On Decker of the Week for coming through with the question that was killer and the radio voice. That was dope.
Man, to answer the question, if I had to, first of all, thank you for giving Takeoff his proper respect. I have been waving the Takeoff flag forever and a day. Everybody looks at me like I'm crazy. He has been snapping since the mixtape days, dude.
What?
He has been taking off since day one. So, in my opinion, he's numero uno. Offset is number two, and Quavo is now number three.
The most popular, best Migo is third in your book.
He's fell off.
I'm going to go Migos.
You're going to go Migos.
As far as a ranking.
Okay.
Takeoff, third.
Wow.
Quavo, first. Offset, second.
Nah.
That's how I'm going to do it.
Nah. Maybe last year, year before last.
I'm just saying Quavo is the reason behind the hits, and I don't think it's because he's light-skinned, as I got Will Rock Jr.
He's got the personality.
He does have the personality. He's the older person of the group. He's the foreman of the group. And I think that matters. It has something to do with it. Yeah. So I let Quavo have his shine, and he put the sauce on there. Like, they might be good at what they do, and they might have bars, but ain't nobody got that sauce. Like, ain't nobody got the Big Mac sauce for them paws like Quavo does.
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, secret onions, sauce, sesame seed bun. Tough.
No way you know that.
You don't remember the song?
No, I never knew the song. I never knew it to remember it.
Everybody knew that.
That's impossible.
Two all beef patties. I know the Oscar Mayer Wiener song. Cheese, pickles, onions, on the sesame seed bun.
O-S-C-A-E-R.
I don't know that. You the last thing on earth still eat hot dogs.
I eat Polish sausage. Pause. Definitely don't eat hot dogs.
Oh shit. Appreciate the question, man. Do us a favor. Send us a voice memo, man. You can email it at ondecktv@gmail.com.
ondecktv@gmail.com. We appreciate that, man. Y'all check us out, man. We're gonna start playing those questions. So it's very easy, man. Just send a voice recording to us and we'll play you on air if you have a good enough question and a radio voice.
There you go, man. New music out right now. E-40 and Be Legit for you old heads. What? Connected and Respected is the name of it.
I ain't gonna hate on that at all.
You checking for that though?
Checking for is a strong.
Even the older generations are doing collab albums now. Famous Dex meets Dexter.
First of all, did you know that Famous Dex was signed to Rich the Kid, and Rich the Kid has a label with like three rappers on it?
Oh, I ain't know that.
I'm amazed by that. I didn't know that at all. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that explains. They've done a lot of work together. That explains a lot.
I didn't know. I didn't know Rich the Kid was shaking it like that.
I fuck with Rich. I'm actually grown to respect Rich the Kid after listening to his album, but I cannot do the same for Famous Dex. I like him outside of the booth, though, but I can't do the music.
Yeah. Rich the Kid shaking it with his movement.
Migos and Gucci Mane are supposed to drop this weekend. Glacier Boys.
Oh, my God.
Another collab project.
Gucci milking it. Boy, I ain't mad at Gucci. Fuck it.
You ain't listen to that?
No.
That might be kind of tough, though.
Not listening to that.
You crazy as fuck. Yeah. You say that now, the next week, man, I've been on that Glacier Boys all weekend.
Not good. You've never heard me say that about a Gucci Mane and Migos project at all.
And also, don't forget the damn Chronic mixtape, man. Kendrick acapellas over Dr. Dre beats. Mm. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Slow Motion, Billy Ocean. Man, I'm chillaxing. What you got up? No nerd shit. Ain't an X-Men movie coming out or something?
Avengers comes out in 2 weeks. Don't worry about it.
I thought it was here now.
I'll be there. Won't you worry about a thing.
God, you camping out? You like going on Thursday? You doing like...
Pre-sale tickets, baby. I need to cop some pre-sales, make sure I'm in there.
Okay.
Is
this going to outsell like...
Yes.
It's going to outdo what Black Panther just did?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Shout out to Black Panther and the numbers that it's done, but that's short-lived. This Avengers is about to take all the records that just broke.
Mm-hmm.
Will be broken by this Avengers.
Speaking of Black Panther, Chadwick Boswick, he was on Saturday Night Live and they did Black Jeopardy.
That shit was funny.
He shook it.
That was funny as fuck.
That was very funny, dude.
It was.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight.
This is the person who is of Caucasian descent. And she will put something very unnecessary in the potato salad. That
shit like was raisins.
Funny. Damn, y'all check that out, man. Anything good you seen on TV lately?
The usuals. Rapture, that shit dope. Billions, of course, that's dope.
100%.
I gotta catch up on a lot of shit though. Hey, real quick, I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still the last motherfucker on earth watching the Tupac and Biggie shit on USA.
Yeah, you are.
Dude, yeah,
you're literally the only person.
I am. I'm literally the only reason why that still get played on TV. But do you know what happened to Orlando, the dude that allegedly shot Pac? Do you know what happened to him?
He got killed in a drive-by at the car wash or something, didn't he?
Dude, yes. But they actually showed, like, the scene. I had to Google and shit to make sure that it was accurate.
Yeah.
Dude, him and his homeboy roll up to the car wash, see two brothers that allegedly owed him some bread.
Mm-hmm.
So Orlando's like, hey, where my bread at? The brother raises his shirt up like, nigga, your bread right here, nigga, his pistol. So then Orlando's homeboy is like, hey, man, y'all chill out. Orlando is like, nigga, fuck that. He pulled his pistol out. So then a gunfight ensues. The brother shoots Orlando. Orlando shoots one of the brothers, right?
Right.
They end up dying from those wounds. The other brother is also shooting. So the friend is in the car like, dude, what the fuck? He picks up Orlando's gun because he dropped it from being shot and shot back and hit the second brother.
Right.
The second brother dies from those wounds. So Orlando's friend, the last man standing, shot at everything. This nigga shot at everything. Tries to drive off to go to the hospital, but crashes and hits like a fucking power line or something.
Welcome to the OK Corral.
Dude, do you know they gave Orlando's homeboy 3 life sentences? And they added an extra 40 because they considered it a drive-by because he drove off?
Jesus
Christ. He's been fighting that shit to this day. They gave him all 3 bodies. Man, that's crazy.
And he didn't know what was going on.
Bro, I was reading that shit blown the fuck away, dude. Yeah. I've never heard that. That's the worst verdict ever.
That's rough. That's very rough.
I ain't heard a worse sentencing than that, bro.
That's tough.
They gave him Orlando body, too? And, like,
and
what?
And I rolled up with him? I ain't even know what was going on or nothing.
I ain't had no pistol on me. Nigga, I shot back with his gun, dude.
He had a public defender.
Had Mr. Magoo in the
he
fucking...
He had to have a public defender. Before we get out of here, we are starting the PlayStation 4 Madden 2018 Football League.
Y'all don't want that smoke.
You gonna get... Man, you kicked my ass in Madden the other day on... I was hot about that.
I'm that cold, though.
Nah, it's not true. It was a fluke. But with that being said, we are starting the league. Y'all send me y'all PlayStation usernames, and I'll think about adding the 10 of y'all.
Yep.
With the addition of the people that are already in. So we got 10 spots in the league. Hope you get in. If you do get in, bragging rights are available. If you win it over anybody else on Realville, we'll send you a nice little t-shirt and a gift card or something.
There you go, man. Oh, 3 life sentences? All right, never mind. That shit fucked me up.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, fuck with us. Like I said, pay close attention to the Instagram. Pay close attention to Twitter and Facebook. Add On Deck TV podcast. Big announcement coming this week.
Facts.
Anything else?
We appreciate y'all listening, man. Shout out to Real.
There you go. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.